This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 133. We're continuing our Superman franchise. Now we're tackling 1983, the year that I was born, with Superman 3. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate, from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it... Well, you never seen the movie, so let's just skip over 35 years. The last time I seen this movie again is when I purchased the Fortress of Solitude version of Superman. I just can't wait to sit down and review this movie. Now, the question a lot of people are going to say is this movie better than part two? Because, of course, when you get a third one, right, how can it be better than the sequel before? Well, we're going to give you guys our thoughts on that. Is it better than two or one?
Maybe.
But let's get it right into some box office numbers for the 1983 Superman 3. Here we go. Domestic, $59 million. And again, not international. There was no international for this movie. So worldwide of, again, $59 million on a no budget. So I don't have no budget with this. And domestically was 13. So honestly, to be honest with you, we could roughly say maybe 30 to 40 million range. Maybe,
yeah. Just nice. And it probably made money. It probably did make money overseas, and maybe they just don't have it available. Yeah. Because this is not the last one. If this was the last one, I'd be like, oh, it must have been a huge bomb. But they made a fourth, which means it probably turned a small profit at least, and they greenlit it. Doesn't sound great. It's much lower than two. It's way lower than one. This has been a series of diminishing returns as the more we go on through it. So
no, I agree with you, but let's check out what the Rotten Tomatoes scores of this film is, Nate.
Well, speaking of diminishing returns, the scores also reflect that this has a critic score of 29% and it has an audience score of 23%. So most people don't like this movie. Critics and regular people, not crazy about the Superman 3. But, you know, sometimes there's these movies, they become, you know, 40 years old. Almost 40. And over time, maybe they're, you know, you forgive some of their problems. Maybe it's good. I don't know. We're about to talk about it.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to throw all those scores out the window. Okay. We're going to throw all those box offices out the window. Okay. Yeah. Is this movie like wine that with age, it gets good. And you're like, I want more of this Superman. Good.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out. But right now, we're going to head over to some lead character with my man Christopher Reeve's back in the role as Clark and Superman, Nate.
Yeah. So I didn't like him that much in this one. I like Christopher Reeve. Don't get me wrong. I think I haven't seen the fourth one yet, but first three, his performance is always good. I like him. I like him as an actor. I honestly have never seen these Superman movies. So my only other experience with Christopher Reeve is the 1990s movie by John Carpenter called Village of the Damned. I don't even really know him, but I like him as an actor. He's engaging. I like watching him. I don't like the character in this movie, though. This is the worst one so far. I gave him a 3. It's weird. He, you know, one of the things that makes him so much more interesting to watch in those first two movies is his relationship with Lois Lane. And once he like eliminated her memory, and she's like barely even in this movie. I don't even know why she showed up on set, to be honest with you. But now he's with Lana Lang. Whoever wrote these characters, like, they couldn't differentiate their names a little more, like Lois Lane and Lana Lang. And it was weird. But anyway, she's less interesting of a character to me than Lois. So their little like romance, it's not bad, but it's nowhere near as good as the one from the first two movies, in my opinion. Right. And that hurts him. That hurts his character because he doesn't have that same, you know, relationship dynamic. So that's minus a point. And then I did like when he's like the evil version, kind of, you know,
Bizarro. Yeah.
Yeah. I like how he looked. He had like a little bit of stubble, and it was a cool look, but I don't know. I just didn't buy him as that. You know what I mean? Like, I buy Christopher Reeves as the hero, heroic, the goofy Clark Kent and the heroic Superman. I don't really buy him as like bad guy. I thought he looked okay, but as soon as he has to do anything, it's like, And there's just too much that there's that thing. And then he's in Smallville and he's in the high school reunion and Superman doesn't do like, we're going to get to an action, but all he does is like real basic rescues. And I didn't really like him that much in this movie. I didn't hate him. And Christopher Reeve's good enough for me to still give him a 3, but that's my cap for this one.
Yeah. When it comes to Christopher Reeves, you know, I gave him a fat 5, I think throughout, first two movies. Same. I don't know what happened to the writing in this one. It was just weird Superman. His mannerisms of Clark was beyond buffoonery. Like, if that's even a thing. Like, it is one of the worst. To me, he was the worst Clark Kent. Mm-hmm. Lois Lane went and she goes, I'm going to Bermuda, and just disappeared. And he was just like, I was like, okay, but it's like, well, you just paid this chick just to go away and then come back at the end. Lana Lang, again, I do watch the TV shows and all that stuff, and she is the love of, you know, of Superman. That was his first love, and then came Lois. But again, if you don't read nothing or whatever, you're not going to know that. She's played by Annie O'Toole, which is the mom of Smallville. She played Martha Kent for the TV show. So it has a cool crossover between that. So you have Annie O'Toole. She was gorgeous. When I saw her, I said, holy crap, she's gorgeous. Yeah,
she's good in the role.
Yeah. But for someone to you, like, you don't know that was his first love. And that's why when he saw him, when he saw her, he's just draw. He's like, oh, it's Lana. They were best friends. You know, rest is history. But I agree with you. It was just a weird way to introduce Lana into the story. I don't mind Lana. It's pretty cool to have that love interest between whatever.
Yeah.
But you're right. At this age, he's already with Lois Lane. But he did the super tongue and erased the memory. Well, to you,
he did the spin around the earth again and erase her memory.
Right. So it didn't work for me. In terms of Superman, I didn't like him at all. I felt like Superman was so watered down in saving people, but I liked him when he was bad. He was just like, I don't care. He's drinking in the bar and he's busting glass. And I was
in the mirror.
And you know, for me, that was my most memorable part of the movie is when he's at the bar and he's just hitting peanuts and it's just like shattering glass. But we'll talk about more into that. Look, with that said, I gave him a 3. I thought he was good and I liked him because I liked him bad and good. And Christopher Reeves is such a diverse of an actor that you kind of felt all three characters, whether he's Clark, Superman, and Bizarro Superman. Like, he had the three mannerism. Like, it worked for me. Okay, main villain.
2. Give him big old 2. I mean, first of all, there's too much villains. This was already the beginning of let's get as many different type of bad people as we can. Right. But the main villain is this guy. He's like a tycoon. Corporate. Yeah. But what is I don't even know what he owns. He owns a company called West something. And it's like computers, but it's also other stuff. And come on, it is like a ripoff. He's like a crap Lex Luthor, essentially. You know what I mean? And he's a knockoff of Lex Luthor. He uses Richard Pryor, who's a bum. And he uses him to... Richard Pryor's a bum who can all of a sudden is like the greatest hacker on earth. It doesn't even make any sense. He just pushes some buttons and he figures... This guy... Let me tell you something. Richard Pryor Let me tell you something. Richard Pryor is at lunch. And this guy tells him, well, they're not paying you 1/2 a penny or whatever. He's like, where did all those pennies go? And they're like, it's just floating in the... And this guy goes after his lunch break. It just goes, type some buttons and figures out where it is and how to get to it. And it is so horrible. And you could talk about all these modern day hacker movies where they're like, you know, obviously hacking is not just typing on a keyboard. But even back then, this was a bad portrayal of like, he just is like all of a sudden kind of a genius. But the main villain's crap. He's a fake Lex Luthor. Bad Superman is cooler, I guess. But he's not the main villain. I give him a 2. I don't even remember his name. He has like 2 girls. One's his sister and one's like hot. It's too much going on and none of them are very memorable.
I agree with you. I didn't give him a 2. Ooh. I gave him a 1.
Generous.
You were very generous in this category. And the reason why is because, all right, let's just look at the in order, right? Gus is played by Richard Pryor. Did not like that character, although I totally agree with you. He was an unemployed guy, which he had computer knowledge. That's what it looks like. But he hacked into the computer like in 2 seconds. And I was like, this is no way near whatever. Then he decides to create a supercomputer out of Marlboro cardboard and napkins. And all of a sudden, they figured out how to paste together this whole his genius computer. I was like, whatever. That's a 1 character for me.
Yeah.
Then you have the tycoon guy, which I don't even know what the hell his name is. And I agree with you. Not even in the movie, I knew his name. I was just like, what the hell is this dude? All he wanted to do is become powerful and rule the world and take over whatever, just like Lex Luthor. Well, I was like, you should have just brought Lex back at this point because he's the same way. Right. One, his sister all of a sudden knew how to work Richard Pryor's machine because she read in all this. And I was like, one. Then the blonde chick with the big boobs.
Yeah.
She talked intellect. I mean, she knew everything using big words because she read GQ magazines or all this crap. Baloney. I said, these characters are horrible.
Yeah.
And there was no adversary. I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, adversary that you can, like, fight.
Yeah, there was no adversary for Superman to go up against. And then again, they threw another plot line where he's Bizarro into this entire mix. So it was like, it was kind of weird in a sense, because it was just like a high school reunion. Then he has to go, which we're going to talk about in storyline, because it's one of the worst storylines I think I've ever seen in a Superman movie. To me, it didn't work. I gave it a one. I did not like this. I was like, this is horrible villains across the board. You were generous. You gave it a two.
Now, let me just real quick too. Richard Pryor, because one of our patrons who's watching right now, yeah. Mr. J, he liked Richard Pryor. And I thought Richard Pryor acted well in this movie. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, he played the role good, but the role's not a good role. Like, that's not an interesting character. He's not funny. He's, you know, he does a little bit of humor here or there. So I actually thought his performance was good for a comedian that's not a super funny role. But you're right. He's like, what is this? He's unemployed for 36 weeks. He works in a fast food restaurant, but he is also the greatest hacker on earth and can figure everything out in 2 seconds. And I'm like, come on, this is so stupid. All right.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
The next one is action scenes.
Two. I give it a two. The only reason I didn't give it a one is because at least there's some action, you know, but it's... I don't like these Superman movies. I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen four yet. I'm calling it right now. I don't think I'm going to like it. They stink. There's no excitement in these movies. Like, there's old movies from the 70s and 80s that I watch that have excitement in them. You know what I mean? Watch, like, we haven't gotten to yet, but Die Hard. That's an 80s action film. That's exciting. You're on the edge of your seat. Look at a 70s movie like Alien. It's not an action movie, but you're on the edge. You know, it's well made. It's well done. And these movies, they don't have nothing excites me in them. I'm watching them. They're going along. People are talking and doing stuff. And the action scenes consist of Superman doing random jobs. Like, there's a fire. It's a chemical plant fire. And instead of just going and blowing his cold breath on all the fire, he goes to a freaking lake, blows his cold breath on that, and then brings the lake over, and then it rains for 5 minutes, and it puts out all the fire. And then something else happens, and he got to go fly over there and save it this. And it's like these random odd jobs. There's no one for him to fight. He doesn't fight anybody. It's just not thrilling. It's very boring. And so I'm going to give it a two because there's multiple action scenes, but they're all like just him doing generic rescues. And I can't imagine, I'm sure in the comics, like in the old comics, he does stuff like this. Like, oh no, this car is driving around and it's going to fall off a cliff and he saves the car. Oh, but I bet you they're like little side stories and he fights people. There's no way that these are all what he did in the comics is like put out burning buildings and save trees, you know, cats from a tree. So I don't really like it. I'm going to give it a two. Again, maybe generous, but it's not good. I don't like it.
Yeah, look, dude, you're not the only one. I gave it a two also. The action sequences, there was no action sequence. Now, the fight between him and Bad Superman, to me, is the best fight in the entire movie. And I thought it was actually really well done between having capturing Clark as Christopher and then him playing the bad guy in the same scene. I thought it worked very well. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I could go behind it. I wanted to see Superman versus Superman because I thought that would have been more climactic. Like, oh man, you got the good versus evil. He's punching him and they're flying all over the place. But they didn't go down that route. But I kind of understand it was like his inner demon. He was fighting his inner self, which we're going to talk about in storyline. But that, to me, was the most action we got into this movie. At the end, he fights this robot, which was kind of horrible. It was horrible, but we're going to talk about that at the storyline-wise. Then he's flying against these missiles while the guy's playing video games. And I was like, this is... And I kind of noticed a trend here with Superman. Everything has to have missiles in the movie.
Yeah!
Right?
It's like, a third movie where there's some sort of missile that he goes and flies and catches.
Yeah, it's something with missiles. I agree with you. This burning fire. Someone is falling off a high rise. A bridge is about to collapse. Yeah. Like, that's like the only... And again, maybe I don't know in the real world how many times stuff like this is happening, but I agree. These Superman movies, as a fan, I like Christopher Reeves. To me, he is the poster child of Superman. We all agree he looks like him. It is what it is. But these movies are not as what I remember growing up as fun. Like they're just like not that type of film for me to go, oh man, I could watch this again next week. To me, this is going to be buried with my other superhero movies that I'm never going to touch because it's not good and it's not entertaining. Like, this is not an entertaining film, and we'll talk about it more into the overall. But yeah, for me, action, lackluster, number two across the board, storyline.
So I knew I wasn't going to like this movie. Where the opening scene is like a freaking Mr. Magoo cartoon. Mm-hmm. Where like all these people are just like blundering around, and like the guy can't see, and he thinks he's running with his dog, and he falls in a hole, and then he bumps into the other guy, and it goes for like 5 minutes long of all these people having these little weird accidents, and then Superman shows up to make sure that, you know, he's saved somebody, and they're like, oh, did you see Superman? And I'm like, I'm not gonna like this. Then they go to the Daily Bugle, right?
That's Planet.
The Daily Planet.
What's Bugle is Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Daily Planet.
The Daily Bugle.
He goes to the Daily Planet. Well, we're doing Spider-Man later this year. Yeah. I already got it in the brain. The Daily Planet. I bet
you'll say Daily Planet on that one.
That's the Daily Planet. J. Jonah Jameson. And he goes to Mr. Jameson's office, and he's like, all of a sudden, Lois is there, and she has a bikini, and she's like, I'm going to Bermuda. It's like, really? So she's not in this movie? So that's another point where I was just like, oh, well, I like her. I like Margot Kidder as Lois Lane. I like their dynamic, even though I think she's weird and then she does weird stuff. I like her. And now she's gone. And when we get more Jimmy time, who wants to hang out with Jimmy Olsen? Nobody. Nobody wants to. He gets a bigger role for God knows why. Then he goes to Smallville, and it's just it's boring. Like, let's call it what it is. It's boring. He goes on a picnic. He goes to a high school reunion. Richard Pryor goes there. Of course, the only small power plant they could figure out is from Superman's hometown, and he happens to be there at the same time. Everything's convenient. I'm glad you mentioned all the stuff in the villain part, because I was going to say that here. So everything you said, apply it here. Everything's so convenient. This person knows how to do this, and this person just knows how to do that, and this one knows how to do this because they just know. And I hate movies like that. I hate them. There's no reason given why these people do this. Even the Lana stuff, like, I could tell they knew each other in high school. I would never know that was like his first big like love of his life, or maybe he had a crush on her, or maybe they dated, because all they talk about is like, oh, hey, it's you. And she dated some other guy, like the football captain or whatever.
Wilson, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, well, so he just liked her from afar, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I gave it a one. I didn't really like it. I think it's bad. It's not entertaining to me. And I was mostly bored.
Well, don't worry about it, my friend, because I gave it another fat one. It's not a good storyline. It's a boring ass storyline. And I just repeated myself because it is horrible. And you're right. The beginning of the movie, I thought I was watching a Naked Gun movie with the chick with the big boobs is walking, and then all of a sudden people can't walk, and the guy was blind, and he's painting.
He can't tell he's holding not holding a dog, and he's holding a freaking machine.
Oh my God. It's so it's really horrible. And I agree with you. Once I saw that, I said, what am I watching? He's like, here we go. But it's like the chain of events. Then they're giving away which was pretty funny. They were giving away a trip to Africa, and then during Africa, those people that won got hit with boulders because the anomaly was happening. So it was the so stupid. Yeah, the weather thing. And let me just tell you about this Richard Pryor guy. Okay, Gust. Okay. So again, another movie where people figure out kryptonite. Now, the difference between this is they make kryptonite and it says an unknown chemical, and Richard Pryor looks at his stupid cigarette and he puts tar, and that's all of a sudden what gives Superman a become bad was the element of tar. And then they manufactured kryptonite. Again, buffoonery at its best in writing, because it's like, first of all, kryptonite should be somewhere around here. Lex Luthor had a rock of it, but no, they decided to go synthetic kryptonite, which I don't even know if that's even possible, but they just even made it. They took some elements because they just scanned my man Gus's computer wizardry, scanned the galaxy and figured out the minerals of what made kryptonite. And at the end, it said unknown. And he went, wait a minute, I'm just going to throw tar up in this piece and see what happens with Superman. And all of a sudden, Super Baby comes bad. He's hitting it on Lana. I was like, oh boy, here we go. And it just
I'll
felt
save him
weird.
Later. The people on the bridge, I'll save him later.
Yeah.
Like, he's so bad. Look how bad he is.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God. To me, that was stupid. Now, let's just get to the computer part because this is that computer thing could find the weakness of everyone, figures out kryptonite, right? Which I'm like, oh, wait, so how did they get the elements of kryptonite if it doesn't know the unknown origin? But apparently the computer did and hits him with it. It is the most worst final act of a movie that I think I've ever seen in terms of a superhero. There's a lot of bad superhero movies with final acts, but this one hits the cake, bro. It is freaking horrible that Superman has to put acid behind his back and the computer scans him and goes, eh, it's just acid. And then he starts sucking him into the computer and then is exploding like the slime from Ghostbusters 2, the mood slime. Yeah. And I'm like, this is horrible shit that I'm sitting through. And I'm not lying. It is horrible. And I'm... Yeah. It's bad. And this is storyline. This is the worst storyline. We got like three storylines in one movie that did not need to be in the movie.
Yeah.
It just did not work for me. I gave it a one. You gave it a one. This overall.
This crap is. Yeah. I'll just go to overall. Just this is like a collection of randomness.
Yeah.
None of this movie feels like one movie. It doesn't feel like a story told from beginning to end. It feels like a collection of little ideas that the writers had. And they just put them all in. They didn't streamline it. Nothing develops from one thing to the next. Stuff just happens. People just go places and they just say words. It's not coherent. Like there's no storyline. Superman 2, which I didn't love, but it had a storyline. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end. You know, now whether I liked it or not is different, but it had a beginning. This doesn't have a beginning, middle, or end. This is just one big middle. You know what I mean? Because there's a third movie, so there's no intro scenes, really. And it just happens. Stuff happens. And then it's over. And I hate movies like that. The only reason I didn't give the whole thing a one is because Christopher Reeve did a good job. You know what I mean? And there was a little bit of, you know, action. As much as I just said I didn't love it, you know, at least like I like the fire scene. I thought it would looked cool, you know, when he flies over with the big lake thing and and Richard Pryor gave a good performance for a bad role. So I'm going to give it the softest, just absolutely most jiggly two. This is barely hanging on. This is like Jell-O that's almost melting two. It's barely a two. It's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. If I ever watch it again, which I won't, it would probably be a one. But we'll leave it at a two for now. I didn't like it.
Well, you know what? My Jell-O melted because that shit is a one. It's a Jell-O horrible
turned back to powder.
Yeah, it's a horrible movie. This is God. I'm never watching this again. It's a horrible movie. It's a waste of film. That's pretty much it. It's just a waste of film. There is nothing exciting about this movie at all besides Superman versus Superman in the junkyard, which I thought that whole scene was good. Other than that, there is nothing in this movie that could even be saved or say this is, you know, just because Christopher Reeve tried his best to a shit script, but I can't even help and give him an overall help with points with that because honestly, throughout the movie, it's just bad, awful. Even Clark Kent is buffoon. Even Superman at times is an idiot, which I'm just like, it doesn't work for me. The scene with the kid in the field, he knocks his head on a rock happily when they cut grass.
Yeah, how?
What is going on in this movie?
He's walking with his dog and then he just falls and gets knocked out by a rock.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's so weird that everywhere Superman goes, it's some big elaborate thing happens. Like the kid, he's having a picnic with someone. Oh, the kid smashes his head on a rock, and guess what? There's four lawnmowers
giant lawnmowers.
Yeah, they're cutting grass at that time. Okay, he has to save them. Now, same thing in other movies is the same thing. Oh, we're going to have dinner? He goes to a dinner? A terrorist plants a bomb in the building. He's like, oh, I'll be right back. I got to go do something.
Remember, even in this, when he was the bad Superman and the girl calls Lana, she's like, there's a bus. It's on a bridge. They're hanging off the ledge. You're telling me in this little small town, just all this calamity always happens. That's what I'm talking about. It's convenient.
It's ridiculous. And he has super hearing, so he can hear this shit. He just blocks it. He wants to eat home meal from Lana, but no. He has to get calls. Like, hey, look, it does not work for me. This movie is just straight up bad. Richard Pryor is one of the most miscasted villains in this movie. Again, I like Richard Pryor. I think he's a great comedian, funny actor with the comedian. But this movie, this role is like throwing Kevin Hart in a Man of Steel movie. And he's
don't tell too many jokes. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a computer genius and figures out Kryptonite's unknown origin. It's tar from his cigarette.
That's a good one. Like, imagine if like Superman Returns, which we're going to get to in two weeks.
Yeah.
What if they had like Eddie Murphy come in? And they were like, Eddie, look, you can do like one or two bits, but you're going to be a computer hacker who's going to figure out all this stuff. But don't be funny. Who wants to see that? Nobody.
Apparently they did in the 83 because this movie's god awful. I gave it a 1. You gave it a 2.
2.
All right. Your total points.
10. A 10 out of 25. When we started this endeavor, I was looking forward to it because I haven't seen some of these movies, but I've led with, I don't like Superman, and none of these movies are helping me like Superman. I think he's the worst of the big famous superheroes. I think he's the worst, and these movies prove it. Well, they had no ideas back then. Maybe they get better, but I hate him. 10.
Mine's is an 8. It's pretty low. I think it's one of the lowest we did so far in the entire show.
It doesn't go sub 10 too often.
Yeah, we don't go below 10. But one thing I will say is, I agree with you in one point. I kind of understand why I enjoy more Batman movies than Superman movies. But again, in fairness, because I don't want to be like, play devil advocate right now. Sure. There's not much Superman movies. For some reason, he does like one movie, and then like every 8 years from now, they come out with another movie. So it's not like we're doing more and more. Yeah. We're doing 7, but if you look at the timeline between the final Superman, The Quest for Peace, to Superman Returns, there's like a 12-year gap between the final Superman on screen. And then
right. Put it this way. Batman, the Batman coming up is like the 8th Batman movie. But Batman started in the 80s, and this has been since the 70s, and he's only at 7. So you're right. They're way more spaced out.
Yeah, but I'm just playing devil advocate here. But so far, because we're going to do the Batmans also on this show. But so far, the first 3 movies, one of them out of the 3, which is the first movie, is the strongest one, in my opinion, out of all 3 of them. Yep. So, don't kill us on the comments below on YouTube, because I kind of see this. It might go down that route, but again.
Who likes this movie? No, listen. If you're going to give us bad comments, that's fine. Do it, because if you really like this movie, then you like this movie. But I don't know how. It's not good. It's not a good movie. So if you just like it, maybe. I like some bad movies. Just say, this movie sucks, but I like it. I'll accept that.
Yeah. I mean, we covered a lot of bad movies here. This has to be one of the worst with Rollerball. Like, I can't. Yeah. Rollerball
was more entertaining, though.
It was. Even that sniping scene in Rollerball was fun.
Rollerball is complete garbage, but it's more entertaining than this movie. This movie's like boring and bad.
You know what? We just found another movie that took the mantle from horrible.
At least it ain't Superman 3.
There you go. Nate, you know what to do.
All right. Well, I have very low hopes for the next 2 episodes. The next episode, we are going to be covering Catwoman from, I think it's 2003, starring Halle Berry. First time watching the whole movie for me. We're going to see how that goes. And then Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's The Quest for Peace.
It's the only one with a subtitle, by the way. The first is Superman, then Superman 2, then Superman 3, and then all of a sudden they have a subtitle. My anticipation for it, I'll put it, it's on the floor. It's laying down. It's low. So it's a low bar. So maybe I'll like it, but probably not. So those are our next 2. You want to keep an eye out for.
Oh, baby. All right. With that said, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. If you guys want to follow us on our audio version of the podcast, please head over to Apple Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on, in any platform. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.